Canadian push for a total gambling ad ban unlikely to succeed. A federal ban on gambling advertising in Canada faces long odds. Senate push and proposed federal bill. In recent weeks, senators have stepped up pressure on the federal government to rein in a surge of sports betting marketing that many say has proliferated since 2021. In November, a campaign led by Senators Percy Down and Marty Deakin urged the Prime Minister to consider a near-complete prohibition on sports betting promotions, a move the letter said was necessary to address what the signatories described as a mounting public health concern. The appeal drew backing from roughly 40 members of the Senate. Senator Down has framed the problem in stark terms. The rise of single-event wagering and microbets has turned many smartphones into a pocket-sized casino, he wrote, arguing that the frequency and tone of current ads increase exposure and risk for vulnerable users. Senator Deakin has pursued a less absolutist route, introducing Bill S-211, the National Framework on Sports Betting Advertising Act, which would not outlaw advertising outright, but would set federal standards for how frequently ads can appear, where they can be placed, and what language or imagery is permissible. Proponents of stronger federal rules point to recent shifts in market structure. The expansion of online sportsbooks, aggressive marketing tied to major leagues and events, and new product types that make wagering more instantaneous and ubiquitous. Some senators explicitly compared the debate to Canada's longer fight with tobacco promotion, saying Parliament eventually resolved that crisis only after removing broad-based advertising. Industry response and regulatory realities. Industry groups and provincial regulators have pushed back, arguing a national ban would be difficult to implement and could run afoul of constitutional divisions of power. Gaming oversight in Canada sits primarily with provinces and territories, each operating its own regulatory regime and enforcement tools. That fragmentation, industry leaders say, makes a single nationwide prohibition both legally complex and operationally cumbersome. Paul Burns, president and chief executive of the Canadian Gaming Association, stressed that gambling advertising remains a small slice of total media. Gambling ads account for only a tiny fraction of airtime, he said. Research indicates iGaming represents roughly 2% of television advertising. Rather than banning speech outright, we believe better outcomes come from responsible marketing practices and rigorous provincial oversight. The CGA also cautioned that Bill S-211 could duplicate provincial rules and undermine locally tailored protections. Some provinces already enforce tighter rules. Ontario, for example, prohibits the use of celebrities, cartoons, influencers, or other public figures in gambling ads when those creatives could appeal to children, a standard enforced by the provincial regulator and reflected in recent broadcaster and league-level commitments. Other jurisdictions, including British Columbia and Quebec, maintain their own advertising codes and compliance regimes, further complicating any attempt to harmonize requirements at the federal level. Legal experts say Ottawa's options are constrained. The criminal code gives the federal government authority over criminal law, but day-to-day regulation of gaming is principally provincial. Creating national advertising standards would require careful drafting to avoid constitutional challenges and to coordinate with provincial agencies and industry stakeholders. Regulatory pathways and consumer safeguards. Given the current dynamics, a comprehensive countrywide ban appears unlikely in the near term. More plausible outcomes include a negotiated federal framework that sets minimum standards, such as age-gating rules, frequency limits around live events, and prohibitions on certain creative devices, while leaving in force
meant to provinces. Alternatively, provinces could tighten rules independently, creating a patchwork of protections that varies by market. Whatever path lawmakers choose, consumer groups and public health advocates say tougher guardrails are needed to limit youth exposure and reduce harms associated with impulsive betting products. We need standards that protect young people and vulnerable adults without unduly restricting adults' legal choices, Senator Deakin said when outlining her bill. Industry leaders say collaboration with regulators and clearer advertising codes would be a more balanced response than sweeping prohibitions. The debate is likely to continue into the next parliamentary session, with Ottawa weighing political, legal, and practical considerations. For now, Canada remains between two competing narratives, one pressing for immediate federal action, and another arguing that provincial regimes, if properly enforced and updated, can manage the risks without an all-encompassing ban.